Earn Media, World Tourism Network wants fairness for travel journalists. This campaign calls for tourism boards, the public sector, and stakeholder brands, private sector, to enable their PR agencies and marketing professionals to show respect for journalists' work every day and recognize their contribution to the global travel and tourism industry. The advocacy campaign. 33 journalists, bloggers, and influencers for PR agencies, and 11 travel and tourism brands joined the just-launched World Tourism Network advocacy campaign to bring fairness to earned media. Unless you or your client work for free, please don't try to push content promoting a business, a destination, an event, or research unless you demonstrate a good-faith effort so that our publication can become a part of the earning process, directly or indirectly. This is the message participating publications relate to those pushing earned media. How earned media works. Destinations, travel brands, event organizers, research companies that want to increase visibility by news coverage are hiring PR agencies and rely on their promise to get free coverage for their mostly self-serving promotional press statements. We receive close to 2,000 press releases on a daily basis. 95% are clear attempt to promote and advertise new hotels, destinations, airline and cruise specials bypassing our commercial options, said Jürgen Steinmetz, publisher of eTurbo News, and chairman of the World Tourism Network. Fam trips. Sometimes those that want to be featured host journalists, influencers or bloggers for a well-meant and all-inclusive fam trip. The idea is to soft buy free positive coverage, but unfortunately this doesn't pay our bills. Also the time invested by these journalists take away from other potential work, said Steinmetz. The new WTN advocacy campaignees is calling for journalists and their publications to get compensated for the time they are on FAM trips. Every trick in the book. Journosearch seems to have taken the game of enforcing earned media benefits for their clients to a new level. The so-called Journalists Research Department of Journosearch say they produce stories that audiences love, and promise reputable, accurate research that supports great stories. They claim to be aligned with brands such as bbc.co.uk, telegraph.co.uk, express.co.uk, msn.com, thesun.co.uk, yahoo.com, standard.co.uk, nasdaq.com, forbes.com, l.com, bloomberg.com, what ETN could not verify. Their self-set goal: we support journalists from around the world with interesting insights and data. According to them, they explain how this works. Our clients commission us to conduct research in their industry. We conduct the research and send our findings and insights to relevant journalists. Journalists use our insights as a base and as an added value for their stories and mention our client in their publication with a link. What they don't say is that almost every research is based on sensational information that easily opens the window for complaints and has a high likelihood to create a reputation issue for publications coining such research without fact check. To make it even worse, difficult to detect links hidden in the research point to questionable businesses, such as online gambling websites, adult businesses, among others. Most legitimate publications would stay far away from including such links in article. Including such links may endanger ratings on Google and other search engines. When a publication is not including such links after publishing such a research story, they will get an email from someone by the name of Anna Ryan. This email will say, "Hi, this article, link to the article, has used insights and data from my press release without crediting her advertiser who conducted the research. Would it be possible to edit this to credit them and use a link to their site, questionable link?" In such an engaging story, the company insisted to link to an online casino company. When looking at the online casino company website, this website is then not including contact information. The reputation of such casino websites often list numerous complaints by those that claim fraud. PR Newswire and SysIon. Another master in getting PR agency to use their services is SysIon, owner of PR Newswire. One of the services SysIon offers is selling contact information including email addresses from verified journalists. PR agencies pay a substantial amount of money to use such addresses in good faith. The PR Newswire's business model is to circulate press releases to a large number of publications. Sisyon is a company that is known for spidering publishers' websites and extract private non-used email addresses. eTurbo News had established several email traps with non-used email addresses of made-up names to identify those that spider. Every day such email addresses receive hundreds of press releases from PR companies from around the globe that apparently paid money to Sisyon to obtain such addresses violating privacy policies. PR Newswire is charging PR agencies a sizable amount of money to circulate press releases to a large number of journalist subscribers. They indicate to their clients pickup for such releases is likely. What they don't tell their clients. Any serious publication concerned about search engine ratings copying such a release for publishing will be penalized by some search engine operators for using duplicate content. PR Newswire is directly competing with publications sending releases out once the content is already indexed under their PR Newswire domain. This indicates the search engine's PR Newswire is the first and original source of such content, preventing any publication from getting credit for publishing their stories. Publishing can easily indicate to search engines duplicate content was as bad for the reputation a publication established after years of work. Whenever PR Newswire wants, they can now claim copyright for content they circulated for a fee. PR Newswire is generating impressive reports with hundreds of pickups, when in fact the majority of such statistics are purchased backroom traffic no real reader would ever see. They work with large news sites that need the revenue like everyone else but protect themselves by not having such content on pages a regular reader would ever see. Such media companies include Yahoo Finance, AP, and Business Wire, among others. When Travel Marketing Network used PR Newswire services for a consulting client, the impressive pickup of 123 publications shown in the success report provided, and millions of readers potentially noticing the press release, ETN Research narrowed the real data down to two publications, and one was eTurbo News. eTurboNews.com. This World Tourism Network advocacy campaign is designed to make the relationship between travel brands, PR agencies, and publications more fair and rewarding. For more information on how to join this campaign, go to WTN.travel. What this means for press releases accepted by eTurbo News, click here.